Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 says, God is able to do far more abundantly than anything we can ask or think. It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Now and partner with AFR at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net. It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Yes, he can. Jesus can forgive all of your sins. Jesus can meet your needs. Jesus can fill your heart and life to overflowing. And we want the world to know about this, and that's why we ask you to pray and participate in Share-a-thon Fall of 2025. Hi, Alex McFarland here along with Bert Harper, and you're listening to the American Family Radio Network, and we're going to ask you now, and many times, we're going to ask you to call, pick up the phone. The number is 877-616-2396. You can give securely online at AFR.net. And Bert Harper, we don't mind asking people to invest because of what the resources are used for, and that is completely the furtherance of the gospel, the glory of his name, the salvation of souls, and ultimately the saving of our nation and world.
Amen. And when we talk about this, we know you listen. Many of you pray. And we're saying as many of you as you can, support or give. And we are standing on the shoulders of people who have gone before us and have given and made this possible. And you, when you give, you make it possible for it to continue on so others can hear and be equipped to share in what God is doing. And as you said, yes, he can is the theme, the verse that we're talking about. And it's our theme verse. It's our verse that we, our promise. It says this in Ephesians chapter 3, 20 and 21. Now to him, that's Jesus, who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Now hear that word, to the power at work within us.
Amen.
It's not just power out there, Alex. It's power within us. It's called the indwelling Holy Spirit, isn't it?
It is. It is. And folks, the greatest message that anyone could ever hear, and frankly, if you have met Christ, you know the Lord, you're a believer, we all together participate in the sharing of this message, the gospel message. There's nothing better we could do than to help others find Christ as well. That's why we ask you to please pledge. Now, Bert, in just a moment, I'm going to ask you to explain about the matches. But right now, here is this number, folks, 877-616-2396, or you can give securely online at AFR.net. Now, if you call this number, you will talk to a friendly voice. It really will bless your day, I guarantee it. And here's what we would like to say. If you would give a one-time gift of at least $150 or more, we want to, just as a way to try and say thanks, we're going to send you a wonderful planning book. It's called The Founder's Planner. It's got Don Wildman's picture on the cover. He's the founder of the American Family Association. And in 1977, he started this incredible work. Bert, you knew him very well personally. Do you think Don Wildman envisioned the global broadcasting, publishing, events, filmmaking, advocating for truth in our nation's capital? Hundreds of people have participated as employees. Millions are listening even right now. Did Don Wildman see what this would become?
I think he had a vision of much of it. Now, when the radio, he knew that. And then we heard when they started limiting him on how many radio stations he could gather, the FCC changed the rules.
Yeah.
He turned to the internet, and all of a sudden, he could see it going nationwide. And yeah, he's the one that led. And so When the internet came along and people were doing podcasts, guess what? AFR was out there in front because the difficulty had made him look elsewhere and God led him. But to the numbers, I think it is beyond what he could even comprehend and dream. I do believe that.
Well, this is a great ministry, and it's the hand of God is on this ministry. And folks, that's why we would ask you, please, this hour, to call in and pledge. Also, Bert and I, on Exploring the Word, we have a little bit of a competitive streak in us, and I would love for the Exploring the Word audience to really blow up the phones. Now, if you are a Great Commission partner and you make a monthly gift of $30 or more, you're going to get the Don Wildman Planner for 2026. And hey, it'll be here before you know it. But also, and this is right now today, a brand new book. Today, October 7, 2025 is the release date. Bert and I have 100 Bible questions and answers on prophecy and the end times. And this is fresh research. I don't think you'll find it anywhere else, anything comparable. It is a book that unlocks the mysteries of the end times. This is our gift to you if you would support, and you may do that by calling in right now, please, 877-616-2396.
And we're in the middle of what is called a $25,000 challenge. There's been a group of people that gave early, and they said, we want to challenge other people who listen to AFR to give alongside us. Mm-hmm. And so they're asking this challenge, and they're asking you to make a challenge as well. They've sacrificially given, and they've shared their resources, and they want you to join in doing that. It's something of a joy. It's more blessed to give than to receive.
Amen.
Let me see, Alex. Is that somewhere in an ancient manuscript?
It is still in God's Word.
Still God's Word.
Yes.
And so we want you to do that. And again, Alex has talked about this. And Jonathan Coker, our boss here, he's the director of radio. He said, guys, do your best to get the phones to ring. So we're asking you to help us to do that. And if you'll make that call at 877-616-2396, right now, that $25,000 challenge, it just makes it grow and grow and grow and get bigger and bigger. And so people want to do that. Now, we want to hear a listener testimony in a moment, so Brent will get that ready. But before we do, I want to look at the here, and it says, these are the people who've given in the last little bit. Galinda from, what's that, Wagram, North Carolina. Do you know where that is?
W-A-G-R-A-M? Wagram or Wagram? North
Carolina.
I don't know where that is, but Van Wert, Ohio. Melissa from Van Wert.
Yeah.
I've been there to preach. Angela.
Bumpus, Virginia.
I know where that is. That's
okay.
Not too far from Richmond.
Well, the next person, Charles, he's from a little bitty place in Texas, right?
Dallas, Texas. Oh. Thank you, Charles, in Dallas, Texas. And, you know, I got to say this, folks. This investment is doing so much good, quite literally, every weekend. You know, I was just in Little Rock, Arkansas, and then I was in Carthage, Mississippi, and I was in Colorado. And I was earlier this year in Montana and California. Literally, everywhere I go to preach, people come up by the dozens, and they'll say, please tell Tim Wildman, please tell Bert, please tell everybody what this radio network means to us. Folks, I'm telling you this, and I'm on the road every week. Souls are getting saved. People are coming to Jesus. Young people are getting inoculated against wokeness.
Amen.
I mean, really, this is making a tangible, very tangible difference in our country. So that's why we ask you to please get on board. Look, your gift in any amount really does make a difference. And if you'll call right now, please, while you're thinking about it, 877-616-2396, or you can give securely online. Please don't be shy. Give us a call. Your participation matters. It really, really does.
It looks good there. Jeff from Mantachie, Mississippi. The reason I noticed that Where I'm interim pastor is right there real close to Mantachie.
Okay.
And, yeah, it's fun to see the places, like you said, you've been and see people giving from those. But we want to hear from a listener. And people have called in and they've shared with us what AFR means to them and how God has used AFR in their life. So let's listen to this testimony about what God has done.
I have been listening to American Family Radio for many years, actually since just before Sandy Rios joined you. What a beautiful addition she was. Also, we have been monthly supporters of AFR since about 2012. Your station is such a beautiful mix, biblically faithful, spiritual and personal encouragement, accurate exposition of current news and events, and a lot of warm humor sprinkled throughout. Listening to AFR is, for an oldie like me, a bit like coming home each day, and the welcome mat is clearly out for all newcomers. Thank you all for the faithful hard work you do daily at AFR. You are much appreciated and much loved.
Amen. Amen. Wow. Thanks so much. Listen, it is such a joy to be a part of a ministry that is helping people in their lives daily. For those that know the Lord Jesus Christ, to those that want to be the citizen, the Christian citizenship with a biblical worldview, and the programming is geared toward that. Let me share this so you'll know. This is the vision of our association. It is to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. Amen. That biblical worldview.
Yes.
We try to do that on every program on Exploring the Word. We talk about it quite a bit. To have a biblical worldview, you got to dig into the Word of God. So you see what God says about issues of the day. And for those issues, I don't see how it does, but God will relate it. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, He can lead you to all truth, can He?
Amen. Amen. And, you know, the mission and the values of this ministry, let me share that with you, just so you know what this is. And, you know, I've been so blessed for a little over 15 years to be a part of this, doing Exploring the Word. And now, by the grace of God, I'm on the board. And that is just an honor beyond words. And let me say, folks, I've been very privileged to be involved in a lot of ministry. Was an employee for a total of 8 years with James Dobson. He just went to be with the Lord. And, hey, with the passing of people like John MacArthur, James Dobson, Vody Baucham, Charlie Kirk, my friend, I mean, there is more need than ever.
Amen.
Look, it's all of us, folks. We are Christ's representatives, and I'm telling you, this ministry is making a huge difference. So when you invest and make a tax-deductible contribution, and now is a great hour because there's a $25,000 challenge until 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern. So call now, please. I'm going to give the number, then I want to share something with you. 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. 2396, or you may give completely, safely, securely online at AFR.net. Now listen to these values, and this is what you're supporting. Evangelism, discipleship, marriage and family, the sanctity of human life, stewardship, and religious liberty.
Amen. Freedom. Every one of those. When we first started, we didn't have to worry about some of those. They were set in 77, but it has grown and grown and grown, and we want to be a leading edge on helping you have a biblical worldview. Call that number and let us hear from you.
It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
One day in London, a Methodist preacher looked out over the poor people of that city. His heart went out to those people. He wanted to help them, and he dedicated his life to their service. Little did he know what that dedication would mean. In a few years, his efforts to aid the poor had gained a few followers and many opponents. Quite often, he found his followers beaten and their property wrecked or destroyed because of their convictions. In 1884, 37 years after he began preaching, 600 of his followers were sent to prison because of their religious concern for the poor. Following several years of persecution, the founder and the movement began to win some acceptance. Much of this acceptance was brought about when he presented his case in a book entitled In Darkest England and the Way Out. In that book, he had concrete proposals for several improvements: relieving poverty and fighting vice, homes for the homeless, training centers to prepare immigrants for overseas countries, rescue homes for women and girls being sold into bondage for immoral purposes, homes for released prisoners, legal aid for the poor, and practical help for the alcoholic. The movement became known as the Salvation Army, and the preacher who fell in love with the poor people of London was named William Booth. Someone asked him one day what the secret of his very productive life was. His answer was simple and quite profound. "I'll tell you the secret," he said. "I have made up my mind that Jesus Christ could have all there was of William Booth. I know that he has men with more brains and more ability. But when I saw the poor of London, and knowing what Jesus Christ could do for them, I made up my mind to give all there is of me to him." Of this man, the historian wrote that his theology was simple, certainly concentrated on essential matters, clearly expounded for the understanding and inspiration of the common man. Read the history books, and one thing stands out above everything else. It isn't the person with the most ability who does the most good in life. It is rather the person with the most dedication and determination. And herein is the beauty of the Christian faith. For the carpenter doesn't judge us by how much ability we have, but by the depth of our dedication. It isn't the wisest person, or the richest person, or the strongest person that the Galilean is looking for. No. It is the dedicated and faithful person. Our Maker doesn't judge us by how high we rise in life, but by how hard we try. We aren't judged by the amount of our abilities, but by the way we use what abilities we have. William Booth made up his mind to give all he had, and that's all our Maker wants. I guess what this story really says to us is that when we present ourselves to him for service, we should leave our credentials and recommendations at home. We need to bring only our faithfulness.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association. But I know what kind of God he is, and I'm trusting in his promises. I'm believing and I'm singing. Yes, he can.
Share-a-thon continues on American Family Radio. Call now at 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net. And thank you for partnering with AFR during Share-a-thon.
I want to give you some names, and I want you to answer this question. What do they have in common, Alex?
Okay.
David, okay. Roger, Jason, Molly, Barbara, Christopher, Benjamin, and Glenn. What all do they have in common?
Well, Bert, all those names you just heard, David, Roger, Jason, Molly, Barbara, Christopher, Benjamin, these are people that have invested in eternity to reach people for Christ, to defend the truth, to keep America free. They, like we hope you will do, dear listener, have called a number. And I want to give you a number that this, I'm just going to say it, I think it's probably just about the most important phone number you could call this week. It's 877-616-2396. And would you call? You'll talk to a friendly voice. It'll probably just be the biggest boost of your whole day. And your gift in any amount, it really does matter. And would you think about this? And like I say, I'm on the road. I'm very privileged. I meet people all across North America that say they've either come to the Lord or come back to the Lord through American Family Association. Bert, I've had men tell me, hey, I was going to leave my family, but I heard you guys on the radio. I've recommitted to my marriage and my kids. I've had people tell me they used to be just dyed-in-the-wool, intractable liberals, and they now have realized how our constitutional republic must be defended. But what blesses my heart, and I get this several thousand times a year when I talk with teens and college kids, young people, that say, I grew up listening to you and Bert. My parents had it on the car radio, and I'm a Christian today. We give God the glory.
Amen.
And folks, every one of you, it means the world to us. We're not afraid of hard work. We are not afraid of hard work. But without your participation, and we're asking you to put a little bit of gas in the tank, if you will.
And let the ministry of the back seat continue. Now, that is those children, those grandchildren in the back seat hearing the word of God, and it will go forth and it will accomplish his will.
Amen.
That's a great ministry.
Now, and Bert read, I'm going to read it again. And our theme is, yes, he can. And you might even be thinking, can I afford to donate to a Christian ministry? Jesus will help you. Ephesians 3, 20 through 21. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him, to Jesus, be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Now, if you give a one-time gift of $150 or more, we're going to send you the Don Wildman, the 2026 Founders Planner. It's got the founder of this ministry on the cover, and it's a planning book. And if you're like me, I just, two books I live by. One is the Bible, and the other is my planning book. But if you would be a Great Commission partner and pledge $30 or more a month, you're going to get the 2026 Founders Planner and the book that came out today, Bert Harper and I, brand new book, 100 Bible Questions and Answers on Prophecy and the End Times. And this, there's info on AI. Will artificial intelligence play a role in the end times? What about things like cashless economies, cryptocurrency, things like that? What about Jerusalem? Will China and Russia attack Israel? And then here's a question in this book. Is America in prophecy? So
we get that one a lot.
We do. This book will be coming to you just right away if you would make a pledge of $30 or more a month. And here's how you can do that. You would call 877-616-2396. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. And a friendly voice will answer. And together, we are fulfilling Christ's great commission.
Let me share this with you. Your gift is really compounded. Now, how do I mean that? Not only does it keep the airways going and programs like Exploring the Word and other, programs going, but it helps also other ministries that are on our program, like Family Talk, like Dr. Robert Jeffries, Jeff Shreve, all of these programs, Michael Youssef, they're still, then the weekends, they would not have a format to give their program if it was not for these stations connected with the American Family Radio Network. So when you're giving, you're not only just helping AFR, you are helping these ministries also as they carry the message of Christ to a world that needs to hear that. And so we're asking you to call 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net. We want these numbers to go. We've had 4,467 total pledges. Now, I believe we could have 100 more by the end of this hour. That means we would be at 567 by 4 o'clock. Call that number right now and be a part of this group of people that's making their pledge at 877-616-2396. We want to get ready to hear our listener testimony, their story about how God has blessed them through AFR.
I love to listen to AFR early in the morning when I'm on my way to do things. I tune in and so inspired by the word that's given and the music.
and also enjoy listening to Alex McFarland and Bert Harper, along with many others. And I just want to thank you for continuing to inspire us as Christians in these times. Grateful for it.
Amen. I just want to tell you, we want people to be equipped to live in 2025 and look into 2026. And you do that by opening the Word of God. Let the Word of God speak. Let the Holy Spirit of God, who has indwelled you as a believer, lead you into all truth. And those that do not have a relationship with Jesus Christ, Alex and I challenge you all the time. Listen, where are you going to turn to? In John chapter 6, they were these people that were walking away from Jesus, and Jesus turned to his apostles, and he said, you also are going to go away. And Peter, who sometimes put his foot in his mouth, as they say.
I love the apostle Peter.
But he hit it out of the park when he said, to whom would we go? You have the words of life. And I just want to challenge you. Where in the world are you going to go besides God?
Amen.
Are you going to go to a government that is this way one day? Are you going to go to science that said this one day and the other day? No, we want to stick with God. So trust God. And if you make that pledge at 877-616-2396, I want to tell you, we're going to stick to the Word of God. We're going to share it. We're going to try to equip you to live in this world that God has let us permitted. Now, both of us are Mayberry fans, Andrew Griffith Show.
That is right.
And I've had people, you would love to live back there. I said, yes, I'd loved it, but that's not where God has me. Yeah. God has me here in 2025,
yes.
And I want to make the most of what God's given me now.
Yes, amen, amen. And let me just say this. Folks, look, just as Peter said, Lord, where else would we go? You, Jesus, you alone had the words of eternal life. Let me say, the call of a Christian is to walk by faith. And part of it is to trust God and remember our priorities. And I know times are tough. I know the cost of living is on up there. But folks, there is nothing more significant than winning souls. Really. John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist Church, he said regarding the Christian's priorities. Wesley said, we have nothing to do but the saving of souls.
Priority.
Really. And so, folks, let me just say, if you would please, say a prayer, search your heart, and then call now. You have our word. We promise that we will never compromise the Word of God. We will not water it down or twist it or distort it. We will proclaim it. And this ministry is a really, really fruitful gospel, biblical worldview work. The hand of God is on this ministry. But here's the number, and I want to read a scripture in a moment, but listen, and I'm asking that you would call this number right now, please. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. And I'm praying that there'll be 100 more phone calls before we go off in 27 minutes.
We're on our way.
In
when
Jesus
I made that
name,
challenge, that the number is growing. You just need to add your name to that list.
And I'm seeing Edith from Oklahoma. God bless you, Edith. Fern from Mississippi. Sherry from Mississippi. Sandra from Tennessee. Daniel from Arkansas. Kentucky. Texas. Illinois. Jason and Molly from Illinois. So, folks, please pick up the phone and call today. We are partners in the gospel. We'll do what we can do. And if you would pray and do what you can do, and you can give securely online at AFR.net. But I want everybody to get this brand new book that just came out today, 100 Bible Questions on Prophecy and the End Times. Bert and I have worked on this. It was probably over a year ago that Tim Wildman approached us and said, hey, we've done some resources before. Could you do a book on Bible prophecy? And this is brand new. You will get this book if you would make a monthly pledge of $30 or more. I know that's, I guess, a tank of gas, probably half a tank of gas, $30 or more a month. But you'll get our brand new book plus the 2026 planner that is a great resource. So call, please, 877-616-2396, and let us hear from you today, and let us go forth boldly for our Lord Jesus Christ.
I just say the numbers are climbing during this hour. We want them to continue, so when we leave off the hour at 4 o'clock, we can say, God, praise God for what you have done. One of the things that thrills me is our partners. Yeah. You know, we talk about, we've mentioned some of them already, but some of the ministry partners is Truth for Youth Bible Week. What opportunity to get the Word of God into students. Also, one of our partners is Preborn. Not only do they give a sonogram at these crisis pregnancy centers where women decide to keep their babies in place of aborting them, but also they hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. And many times, not only is the baby saved, but the woman and sometimes the men are saved spiritually by hearing the Word of God. And we also do Operation Christmas Child. That's coming up real soon. Operation Christmas Child, where, man, we just sponsor that, we support that, we promote it, and here it goes all over the world. Millions of these gifts go into the hands of children who get the gospel, and they take it home and share the good news, and thousands are saved. So when you make that call at 877-616-2396, you're partnering not only with AFR, but you're partnering with Samaritan's Purse, Operation Christmas Child. You're partnering with Preborn. You're partnering also with Truth for Youth Week, 8 days of Hope that's here. What an opportunity it is for you to be a part of that. And again, we're hearing from people. Man, those numbers are climbing.
Thank
as
you,
we
folks.
Sit here. Here it is, James from Kansas, Meredith from Louisiana, Connie from Iowa, and the numbers go on. Jerry from Mississippi, and North Carolina comes in too every once in a while. Your state comes in.
Hey, God bless North Carolina, Fairmont, North Carolina. I know where that is. I see Maureen from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Dubuque, Iowa. Now, let me just say this, folks. The ultimate hope for America is the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you want to see our culture changed, it's got to be lives changed with not only the gospel, that's important, but the biblical worldview. I'm on the AFR station finder right now. Here's where we're being heard right now. Mississippi, Michigan, Maine, New Hampshire, New Mexico, Illinois, Maryland, Arizona, California, Kentucky, Texas, Louisiana, Washington. Bert, I'm just looking at all of these.
It's amazing.
All throughout Pennsylvania, Oklahoma, Delaware, North Dakota, praise God. And my point is, do you believe out in California they need Jesus? I think they do. Well, this is going to help accomplish that. How about in places like Illinois and Detroit, Michigan? Do they need Christ up there in the blue states and the blue cities? So when you call this number, you're helping send the message of Christ, the truth of a biblical worldview. And I'm not overstating it. I'm going to give the number, 877-616-2396. Please call now while you're thinking about it, 877-616-2396. Be ready. But Bert, I'm going to say this. This is about saving America.
Well, let me tell you, because of the internet, it's not just here in America. It goes around the world. We've heard callers from Italy, from England, from the Middle East. What a difference your gift makes, not just here, but according to the Great Commission, here and around the world.
That's true.
And we want to take this message of hope to a lost and dying world. Make that phone call right now.
AFA General Counsel, Abraham Hamilton III.
Wow, American Family Association, American Family Radio, American Family News, 1 Million Moms, American Family Studios, AFA Action, iVoter Guide, the Center for Judicial Renewal, the Center for Governmental Renewal, all of these various areas under the AFA umbrella, the American Family Association Foundation, all of these branches of this ministry are vital. And I do not believe I can successfully overstate their significance in this time period. We just saw, you know, Mark Zuckerberg, after sitting for at least 3 years on the fact that the Harris-Biden administration pressured him, Meta, Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, to suppress COVID-19 information, to demote the Hunter Biden laptop story. These kind of things, in my view, reveal just how important having this alternative media reach as well as ministry to plant the flag for faithfulness to Scripture and to the Lord above everything is inestimably important in this time period. I've said on my program that 2024 is to America what 1998 was to Venezuela. What some people may not be aware of is that it was in 1998 that the Venezuelans eagerly voted for Hugo Chavez. Being ignorant of what was to come thereafter, I don't believe most people, if they saw that you would have government-imposed 15-pound weight loss, you would have the rapid, overwhelming inflation, you would have the elimination of religious liberty, freedom of speech and expression, freedom to gather, all of these things. They didn't see those things coming. You know, they didn't see their right to keep and bear arms being encroached upon by the government. But all those things happened following their election of Hugo Chavez. People think because you put the term democratic in front of socialist, it somehow lessens the significant evil that is prevalent in socialism. But it doesn't. Because those who have voted for socialism in world history have only had that opportunity one time. I think a finer point on the necessity of having a ministry that is willing to boldly stand on God's word, resist the trends and the tides in culture, and say, flat-footed, come with me. We know you built a statue, Nebuchadnezzar. We know that. But come with me. We will not bow to your statue, because the God that we serve is well able to deliver us from you and your fiery furnace. And even if he does not, we refuse to bow, because the God that we serve is worthy for us to serve him and him alone, even unto the loss of our natural lives. And so when you support this ministry, and I'm honored to be a part of this ministry, this is what you're getting to invest yourself and your resources in. And by God's grace, may we continue to fight the good fight until our Lord returns or until he calls us home.
I've been listening to American Family Radio since around 1997. I have enjoyed it so much. Every morning I turn on my radio and listen to AFR. I laugh with JJ and John. I love to hear about their families. When I'm walking outside, I have my AFR app, and I listen to it 3 or 4 times a day outside. Sometimes when I have trouble sleeping, I turn my radio on, and AFR keeps me company during the night. So I'm so thankful to Don Wildman, what he started, and so thankful that his family is continuing his legacy. I'm praying for blessings for AFR, for all of your employees, and thank you so much for everything that you have helped me go through, and just thankful that God has seen to bless you as he has and continue to do that.
It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Call now and partner with AFR at 877-616-2396 or give online at AFR.net. It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Yes, he did. So, yes, he can.
Okay, here is the phone number, the only phone number you need to dial this hour, and we hope you will. It's 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. Alex and Bert here, praising God for each and every one of you. We're seeing all these pledges come in. And Bert, we rejoice. I mean, you and I are here like a kid on Christmas morning. I'm going to tell you why. Because I know every day of the calendar year, millions of people are hearing about Jesus. They're building their lives on the biblical worldview. Now, we got a lot to tell you, and so folks, call in. But I want to read a scripture from Luke 4, and Jesus read this. He was at the synagogue in Nazareth, and this is about Jesus, but I'm going to tell you why I'm reading this. Christ read from Isaiah, And it says this, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." Now that's about Jesus our Savior. But I want to say this, the Spirit of the Lord is upon this ministry.
Amen.
God has called us to preach the gospel and send the message of new life to the brokenhearted, the lost, the least, to preach deliverance and restoration, to preach the preservation of liberty and freedom, the acceptable year of the Lord, which is now, today is the day of salvation. And Bert, I don't think I'm doing a disservice to apply that text to what we're doing. That's why we would say, please call. And I'm asking God for 100 more pledges this hour, and we promise to faithfully proclaim the gospel and do the work. Here's the number, 877-616-2396. You may give securely online at afr.net. And we have a couple of ways that we just want to, in our own small way, say thank you.
We
if
do.
You give.
Well, here, if you give a one-time gift of $150 or more, you'll receive a planner. This is a sample copy of it. It's a Founders Planner 2026. You need one, whether you want one or not. They help you keep in line, and you can see it, and it's just a great opportunity. Again, it's got a good cover, spiral bound, 200 pages. So quotes from our founder, Don Wildman, and some history about AFA. You'll love that. But if you give $30 or more per month, you'll get that planner plus this book, 100 Bible Questions and Answers on Prophecy and the End Times by Alex McFarland and Bert Harper. I wore this shirt that if you're watching live stream, I kind of matched. I pulled it out. It does. But anyway, we would love for you to get that. And listen, we've already gone over the My Challenge. My challenge started when it was 4,467. Mm-hmm. We're already at 4,582. Okay. So your challenge is now in the next, I would say it is around 10 minutes,
yeah,
that we really need to bombard those phones and call, and let's get that title going. It's really grown this hour, and we're thanking God for it. Let me give you some names and places. That's just important to me to know these people
Amen.
Have taken time to pray for us and to call in and say, we want to be a part of this. Dan from Otterbein, Indiana. That's best Amen. I can do. Virginia from Amarillo, Texas. Pamela from Tifton, Georgia. Walter from Lake Charles, Louisiana.
I love it.
I love there. Lake Charles. Tim from West Frankfort, Illinois.
I've been there.
Okay. Glenda from Alexandria, Ohio. And Daniel from New Bern, North Carolina.
Oh, New Bern is beautiful. And Arkansas, Georgia, Tennessee, Texas, Kansas, Philadelphia. Let me tell you, in this book, and we want you to get this book, and I give God the glory, a lot of churches will use our books. They've told me for Sunday school lessons. Here are some of the things. This is a brand new book. It released today. Fresh research. What does the Bible say about Russia in the end times? Is China mentioned in the Bible? Is America in prophecy? Will there be a global revival before Christ's return? When will there be World War III? What are the wars and rumors of war? And there's a whole entire section on Israel. We talk about the different views of the end times. What about the Antichrist? What will the role be of AI if that is mentioned in the end times?
Could that be the beast of the Antichrist? Okay, go
ahead.
Yeah, where does it fit in?
And then God's future judgments. You know, what is meant by judgment day? What is the importance of the Eastern Gate of Jerusalem in the end times? And we also go into things like, are they going to rebuild the temple and the red heifer? And will goings-on in Israel portend the end of time? This book, even things, RFID technology and the tracking tools, we're living in a surveillance state. Bert, I got to tell you, I believe there is content in this book. The Lord has allowed us to create this resource that you're just not going to get anywhere else. It's brand new. This is our little thank you gift. If you would give at least $30 or more a month, plus the Don Wildman planner. You know, one thing about the planner that I like is it's got notable dates in the history of AFR.
It does.
And folks, you and I are making more AFA history right now.
Right
even
now.
Today.
When they call that number, you're making history. 877-616-2396. Or go online at AFR.net and make that call. And let me just say, we're financially responsible.
That
you're part of the board now. But when I was part of the board also, the Evangelical Council of Financial Accountability, yeah. We always wanted their thoughts after they examined the books, the audits, annual audits, after they do some on-site reviews and do some procedures, that they make some recommendations, and we get an excellent rating, and
always.
We thank God for that. And so your money that you give will be secure. It will be used. Listen to this. The ECFA, the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability, helps Christian ministries earn the trust of the public by making sure that the donor funds are used wisely and responsibly. That's what we want to do. We make that pledge to you. We make two or three pledges. One of them, we're going to stick to the Word of God. The other one is we're going to be wise and responsible with the resources that God has given us. So we want to hear a listener testimony. And again, this is really my favorite part of Share-a-thon, is hearing what God has done in the lives of people.
As a single mom of four girls, pour into me daily without even realizing it. I listen on my way to work. I'm a rural mail carrier, and it gives me hope for my morning time. And when I start my daily route, I listen all day long. When I get off work, I listen on the way home. You are on my radio all day long. I am so thankful for all the ways that y'all contribute to God's kingdom. You are winning souls to Christ and won't know exactly the impact until we all get to the other side. I just pray that God continues to bless everyone at AFR.
I want to say thank you for that listener testimony, and we just are so full of joy about what God is doing. Last week, I was in Carthage, Mississippi, and we had a citywide crusade. God blessed hugely, and two different folks came up, and they said, I'm a farmer, and I listen in my tractor. So I want to throw out an idea, folks. If you appreciate the farmers of America,
amen.
And I grew up on a farm, my grandfather, my dad. Oh, my goodness. I've been around farmers my whole life. How we thank God for them. Seems like all the farmers I've ever known have been incredible Christians and patriots. But if you appreciate the farmers, I want you to call in 877-616-2396 or give securely online at AFR.net. Second thing I want to say, and I'll throw it back to you, Bert, if you appreciate the truck drivers, we hear every year from a lot of over-the-road truckers, and listen, every single one of us is indebted to the truck drivers.
And the farmers. I mean, where would we be without those people?
Yeah, I mean, everything, if you've got food on the table, it was grown by a farmer, delivered by a truck.
That's
so
it.
Could we also make a pledge and how we pray and thank God in honor of the truckers? And I've had so many tell me they listen as they crisscross this nation on our behalf. They listen to AFR. So what you're doing, folks, you're touching lives. You're touching a lot of lives. Call this number, please, right now. While you're thinking about it, call 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or give securely online at AFR.net. And I'm going to say this, Bert. I've been here for 15-plus years. This is a ministry that works hard. Everybody here has a work ethic, and they are nothing is wasted, folks. The studios, the building, everything is adequate and fruitful, but nobody's wasting money here. This is God's money for God's work. that we give God's message to this world.
And when you think about a radio network, you've got to think, you think of the people that's behind the microphones. I understand that and know that. But I would say the people that you don't see is the heart of AFA. You know, it's just like Paul refers to the church as the body. And listen, what's the most important parts of the body? Let me see, the heart, the lungs, you know,
kidney, some of the stuff brain, you don't see.
What you don't see. And I believe that's true in a local church, like the prayer warriors, you know.
Yep.
And here, so when you're giving, it's not just the guys that's talking, the ladies that's talking. It is those engineers. It's those board ops. It's those people that you call in and they answer the phone. And most of those ladies, they keep a prayer list. People will call in and they'll write their names down, and then they'll send out an email blast saying, we need to pray for somebody, and they'll tell what it is and where they are. And people take time to pray for those individuals. And so just make that call. Alex, you was talking about the 100 people. We're getting closer. If I've counted right when you said that, we're just 12 calls away from that 100. When you said we need 100 more callers, you said it when it was 4,650. We're 4,639, so we lack 11 more. So make that call right now at 877-616-2396, as Herbert did from Independence, Missouri, as Violet did from Philadelphia, Mississippi, as Kathy did from Iowa, Jeff from North Carolina, Jim Amen. From Alabama. All of these people are calling in and they're saying, we need to be a part of this. And there's that $25,000 challenge. We haven't had to mention it because you've been giving so well. But right now, that challenge is there, and it blesses you to make those numbers even bigger. And so make that call again, 877-616-2396.
And a way that we just want to say thank you, if you would give a gift of at least $150, we're going to send you the 2026 Founders Planner. It's this wonderful hardcover book with 200 pages, notable dates in the history of AFA, quotes from Don Wildman, wisdom and inspiration from Don Wildman, and you can plan your month and week and set goals for yourself and fill in Bible verses. But if you pledge at least $30 a month and you make a monthly pledge, you'll get the Planner's Guide for 2026 plus the brand new book, just came out today by Bert and myself. We give God the glory. 100 Bible questions and answers. We talk about what is in the end times. Where are we in history? And this is fresh research. The book, have you wanted to understand the book of Revelation? How about like the book of Daniel? And what does the Bible say about end times? And are we living in the last days? You will get this book. This book will ship out just in a day or so. They're here in the warehouse. So we want you to get this book. And I just want to challenge, because we give God the glory, but use this in Sunday school. Pastors, many have said they use our stuff on Wednesday night and Sunday nights, and I think it's a resource. One final thing, Bert, the gospel is explained. This is an evangelistic tool
Amen.
As well.
Amen. Guess what? We did your 100. We did
Thank
it, Alex.
You,
we
glory
did.
To God.
We have really
the work
gone.
Is not get, done yet.
It is not. They give us pledges per hour, and when we came here, and when we've been here, you have given sufficiently enough to raise those numbers, the number of pledges, which means the amount of money increased. Isn't that amazing how that works? The more people that call, the more money there is.
And we'll use it for the gospel. You have our word.
877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. You can give online at AFR.net. And those numbers continue to go up as I'm talking.
Please keep calling.
Yeah, by the time I get ready to tell you, it changes and goes up. So keep making that call. Make it a secure gift to AFR as we promise to preach the word in season and out of season. So, yes, he can. He has before, and he's doing it now, and he'll do it in the future. We can depend upon God.
Amen.